It is here finally, isn't it? I'm sure there's 11 players in our dressing room, 11 in theirs, who've been looking forward to this day for an awfully long time. Just being at Trent Bridge, the most beautiful ground in England, and soaking up the sunshine and sort of the pre-Investec Ashes atmosphere is very exciting. I don't think we see ourselves as a dominant force. We climbed up to number one in the world, which was a feat that we aimed to do and we were very pleased about, but we didn't stay there for long. So we're continually aiming to improve, and we want to get back up there. And until we are, we certainly won't see ourselves as a dominant force. Any altercations that may have happened in the past are firmly in the past. And the 11 who go on the field for each team on Wednesday, you don't go on the field thinking about picking a fight or causing a rumpus. You go out there desperately hoping to do well yourself. I think any tetchiness, anything like that may come about because of hot weather and frustrated bowlers. And hopefully that will be on the Australian side come tea time on day one if we're 300 for none. I always hope to have a big role to play in a game. I'm not the sort of guy who drives home after winning a game and taking no wickets particularly happy with life. So I'd love to play a central role in the game. As you say, it has been dry, so maybe swing won't play such a big part in the game as you otherwise might expect, but we've got the best swing bowler in the world in our team, so he can get it to swing everywhere normally. So hopefully we can win this game and I can go home with a hat full of wickets, but if it's not me taking them, then anyone else with an English cap on, I'm happy with. You get into these series and you just enjoy them, because these are the games that when you look back in 30 years' time, your grandchildren are sitting on your knee, you'll tell them about Ashes games, and you want to look back and have a rose-tinted glass on, remember all the good times, forget about the bad times, and just say, well, there you go, there's my Ashes winning medal.